what you want for your business, boy?
Yeah, what do you want?
I want my business to grow.
Okay, I hear you there. Everybody wants that.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I'm making my own way.
Yeah, boy, you're blazing a trail, son.
And dear God, I hope.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus, help. It can be darn hard.
My employees show up today. Oh, the road is hard.
If it were easy, everybody'd do it.
And cash is tight.
It ain't easy to make a dollar.
Gotta pinch them pennies sometimes.
Well, I get to listen.
Listen to what?
Yeah, listen to what?
To Quick Talk Podcast tonight.
I hear that's a good
one. Oh, now you're getting me all excited.
Oh, me too.
Everybody, welcome to another Quick Talk Podcast. Josh here. How the heck are you guys? I hope you're doing well. I'm in Michigan. I have a little secret to announce. It's not really a secret, because if people asked, I've been telling them, but I haven't announced the fact that I've actually moved back from Costa Rica. Yes, it's true. There's no more monkeys in my backyard. And what happened was this last summer, we came here on a vacation to visit family. We had been in Costa Rica about a year at that time. Ended up staying there about 14 months or so. And when we were on vacation, me and my wife found our dream house. We really did. It's beautiful. It's shaped like a castle. You're not going to believe this house. It's crazy. It's a big, beautiful house. It's on 23 acres, minutes from Lake Michigan. It's unbelievable. Rolling hills, make their own maple syrup at the house. They have honeybees. It's like a little mini farm. That's kind of our thing. We've always wanted that. And we looked and looked in Costa Rica and, you know, through a combination of missing family, not finding the perfect house to buy down there, we decided to come back. So the intention at this point is for us to kind of go back and forth between both places. And we do love Costa Rica. We have mega connections down there now, relationships, lots of friends, and lots of things we want to do down there still and places we want to support. So the plan is to live in Michigan in this house and go to Costa Rica 2 or 3 months out of the year. So I just thought I'd throw that out there in case anybody was curious. But today I want to talk about goal setting. Now don't turn off the podcast. At least that would be my response if I heard a podcast about goal setting, at least back in the day, because it sounds so boring. It sounds like just this general, generic kind of term, right? Like it's not fun. It's not sexy. Like no one wants to sit down and write a bunch of goals out, right? But here's the problem is that the highest of achievers in the world all concur. They all agree with each other that setting and achieving goals is the key to winning at anything, at fitness, at your relationships, at your business. It doesn't matter what it is. And I think we all kind of know it. And we have some goals in our brain, but we don't actually write them down. And we don't do them the right way. And we also build the wrong types of goals. And the reason I wanted to talk about this today is because I did some coaching calls this week from people in my boot camp. And when I ask them, you know, what's your why? What do you want? What do you want so bad that your stomach hurts? You know, you're looking at the mountaintop over there. That's the summit that you're going to climb one day. What is that thing? Very few people can actually articulate what that even is to me. Very few. It's shocking. And a lot of these people are really smart, successful people. But if I'm honest with myself, I struggled with that several years ago as well. I wasn't clear on specifically exactly what I wanted to do. Another thing with goals is sometimes we lay out these massive lifelong, you know, legacy goals, which are important. And I have those personally as well. But when it comes to business, I'm a fan of laying down 6, 12, or 18-month goals. So if you have a little company doing 100 grand a year in revenue and one part-time helper, and I ask you your goal and you say to build a $10 million business, that goal is inappropriate in terms of you actually creating action steps to get there at this point. You can still have it. You can still write it down. You can still put a pin in it, but we have to reverse engineer that bigger goal into a whole bunch of little bite-sized chunk goals. And I want to go over some ways to set and build goals. This is really cool. I didn't invent this stuff, okay? This is just what's out there. This is the way that you do it. One of my podcasts I like to listen to is Entrepreneur on Fire with John Lee Dumas, right? And he has a journal called the Freedom Journal. And it's all about, you know, writing down goals and achieving the goal, I think, in 100 days. But he defines a goal, or he defines a proper and good goal as being a SMART goal, and that's an acronym, S-M-A-R-T, right? So when you write down a goal, and it does need to be written down, and you need to put your goals up where you brush your teeth so you can see them every morning, and then print a copy off and put it on the dashboard to your car, right? So when you're driving, you can see it, and print another copy off and put it on your computer so you can see it again. You need to become consumed with these SMART goals. Consumed, very focused, very obsessed. That's what's going to increase your chances of achieving your goals. Okay, so SMART goals. The S stands for specific. Specific, right? You have to have specific goals. You can't say, I want to be a good dad. It's too general. You can't say, I want to have a successful business. That's not specific. I can't build a plan to specifically make that non-specific thing happen by a certain time, right? So the S in the SMART goal is for specific. And that's a big one that people struggle with. And you need to spend time on this stuff. You know, it's amazing. We'll watch, you know, a 3-hour football game, but we won't sit down for 15 minutes of complete uninterrupted thought, thinking about what do we want with our company? What do I want specifically? Write it down. You might write down 25 things and then you can whittle it down and then talk to your spouse and whittle it down some more. And doing that will make everything get more clear for you, but you got to invest the time. Turn off the notifications on your phone and your email and shut the TV off and just sit there and think. So rule number one is set a specific goal. The M in the SMART goal is for measurable. Measurable, right? If you set a goal for fitness and you say, I want to be physically fit, that goal is not specific, but it's also not measurable. I can't measure that. There's no baseline. There's no metric, right? We have to break things down into measurable steps. So if you have that $100,000 business, a measurable and specific goal would be, you know, I'm going to grow my cleaning business or lawn care company or HVAC business or plumbing company to $250,000 in revenue by January 2017 or whatever the year would be. And, you know, that would be a measurable goal because we have a revenue number attached to it. We can actually figure out the difference. I call that the gap between where we want to be and where we are now, and figure out how many months we have to work with it and really start digging into a strategy. Okay. So specific and measurable. The A is for achievable. Achievable. Now, people struggle with self-limiting beliefs, and sometimes we set goals that are too low. But another mistake that people make a lot of times is they set very, very unrealistic goals. They're not achievable. It's literally not possible. If you don't have any capital, and you say that you want to grow your, you know, $200,000 business to $2 million, right? And you want to do that in 12 months, that's not achievable for economic reasons, right? Because you're going to have just the capital investments you'd have to make if you have no money or no access to money, really sideline that entire idea. So you'd have to, you know, bend or modify the goal to make it more achievable to get you to an intermediary step, to then have the capital to go to the next step. Hopefully that makes sense, but your goals have to be specific, measurable, and achievable. Because to have a $2 million business, you might need to buy 10 more trucks with 10 new sets of equipment, with 20 new employees and 20 new uniforms. And, you know, it's expensive to scale. So anyway, I'm not going to get in the weeds on that, but you got specific, measurable, and achievable. The next one, the R, is realistic. Realistic and achievable are really similar. But they're different too. Achievable has more to do with the nuts and bolts and the math of it. Realistic has more to do with your emotional state, the amount of time you have available to invest in something, you know, what you can really do. And you got to be honest with yourself here. You got to be honest with yourself. You know, if you have a kid out of high school and he's never started a business in his life and he says, I'm going to be just like Elon Musk and I'm going to be a billionaire by the time I'm 22 and he's 19, that's not realistic. Does not mean it's impossible. But it does mean that it's not realistic. And it's important for your goals to be specific, measurable, achievable, and realistic. The last one, and possibly at least the top two of the most important points, is that they have to be time bound or they have to be timely. I don't really like the word timely. I like time bound better. So you have to be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. So when you write down a goal, and it has to be written down, and you can have multiple goals for all the areas in your life. It needs to be a sprint, right? It has to be achievable, realistic, all that stuff. But you have to attach a date to it. You absolutely have to attach a date to your goal. There has to be a flag stuck in the ground saying, this is the expiration date. Oh, and I should have researched this before I hit record. I always forget the name of this. It's not Murphy's Law, because that's when if something bad will happen, it will happen. But there's this law. It's a scientific thing. This is a researched real thing that tasks that we have to do or that we want to do in our life always expand to the amount of time allotted them. Okay? So what I mean is if you say, I want to lose 20 pounds and you don't put a date on it, it's so open-ended that it might take you infinite amount of years to do it, which means you'll never do it. But if you say, I want to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, it triggers some very powerful subconscious, activators for us in a good way. It gets the gears grinding. It gets you going. That's why people that procrastinate, which is relatively common, still get stuff done on time. They just wait to the last second and then boom, they get it done. And subconsciously, they know when they're at that max limit of putting it off and they got to get their butt into gear and get down to business. That's why it's important you have a time-bound goal. I hope that was extremely useful to you, because setting and achieving goals, even little ones, is the ticket that you need to achieve what you want to achieve with your business. It really is. It's not easy. Another one I could throw in there just as out of personal preference is accountability. When you make goals, share them with somebody close to you. I am an advocate for protecting deeply personal and big audacious goals. I love having big, hairy, audacious goals. I like having those. But when it comes to your daily activities, your monthly, your weekly, your short-term bursts, you got to have smart, specific, bite-sized chunk goals. And it's very helpful to share those little sprints with someone that you trust. With your company, just as another caveat, in the Growth Vault Facebook group, someone is asking about sharing their why or their goal with all their employees. And I discourage sharing your deeply personal, life goals with anybody and everybody. You want to protect them from negativity, from people who will naysay on them, people who will shoot them down, little comments. You want to keep them clean of any of that kind of stuff. You keep them in your pocket to yourself, period. But I am a fan of sharing your company mission statement, your company goals, for the business itself publicly and being obsessed with them and talking about them nonstop with your staff. I'm also a fan of getting your employees to identify a specific goal that they have, you writing it down, and then you being obsessed with that too. So you might have an employee that has $10,000 in credit card debt and it's really stressing them out, and you get them to write that down and you create a smart goal, right? A specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound goal with them. And then during your employee reviews and stuff, you help them move towards that. That's a very powerful thing. So you can share goals, but be really careful about sharing your big, hairy, audacious goals, your big ones, the big lifelong legacy goals with people who are not wildly supportive of you and what you're doing and like-minded and all that kind of stuff. So that's it. That's it. That's all I got. Hey guys, if you have any comments on this, you can go to the website, quicktalkpodcast.com, and submit a contact form and let me know if you like it or hate it or anything else. You can also send me an email, josh@automategrowsell.com. And before you go, please take 3 minutes. Find my podcast in iTunes. It's called The Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, right? Find it and give me a 5-star review. Give me a rating. Show me that you're feeling the love, that you're getting value out of these. It means a lot to me when I see those, and it helps the podcast grow, which is what I want to happen with this podcast. I want it to reach as many people as possible. In combination with that, feel free to share it. Share it with your friends. If you have entrepreneurial friends or anybody that's interested or could benefit from this type of information, give me a share, show me some love. I appreciate all of you. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.